Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the newsroom, I'm Nick Tomachek. The Bay County Sheriff's Office arrested a local man armed with a samurai sword after he allegedly stabbed two women. According to a Thursday Bay County Sheriff's Office press release, Zachary Abels, 22, of Callaway, was arrested and charged with aggravated battery. The two victims were taken to a local hospital for treatment for serious but not life-threatening injuries. The Sheriff's Office body camera footage of the incident shows Abels standing in a street at night holding a large sword. The footage also shows deputies pointing their firearms at Abels, repeatedly yelling at him to drop the sword. After a few minutes, Abels puts the sword down and lies face down on the street, at which point deputies handcuff and arrest him. The press release states that deputies responded to a home on Beulah Avenue in reference to a call that two women had been cut with a large knife. Deputies found the women, who are related to Abels, with serious cuts to their faces, heads, and bodies. Two women stated that Abels had cut them and might still be nearby at the residence on Beulah Avenue. At the home, deputies found blood in droplets and in large areas. Deputies cleared the residence and determined Abels was not home. Later, they were given Abels' description and soon spotted him on Highway 22, about 200 yards west of North Star Avenue. Two deputies stopped Abels in the roadway, with another deputy arriving soon after. After the arrest, deputies found a 5-inch paring knife, which, while searching Abels.
Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.